ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। थैंक यू। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 द समम बोनम चैप्टर 12 द किलिंग ऑफ द डेमन अगासुर वर्स नंबर 12। यत्पाद पांसुर बहुजन्म क्रचर्तो धृताम वीर्योगी भीरपि अल्पभय स एव यद्रक् विषय स्वयं स्थित किं वर्ण्यते दिष्टम् अतो व्रजौकसाम् यत्पात् पांसुर् बहुजन्म कृच्छर्थो धृताम् वीर्योगिभिरपि अलभ्य स एव यद्रक् विषय स्वयं स्थित किं वर्ण्यते दिष्टम् अतो व्रजौकसाम् यत्पात् पांसुर् बहुजन्म कृच्छर्थो धृताम् अभियोगिभिरपि अलभ्य स एव यद्रक् विषय स्वयं स्थित किं वर्ण्यते दिष्टम् अतो व्रजौकसाम्। पादपं सूर्वन्मकृतो तात् वीरोगिभिरपि अलभ्य स एव यद्रक् विषया स्वयं स्थित वर्ण्यते दिष्टम् अतो व्रजौकसाम्। पादपांसुर् बहुजन्म कृच्छर्तो तां वीर्योगिभिरपि अलभ्य स एव यद्रक् विषया स्वयं स्थित किं वर्ण्यते दिष्टम् अतो व्रजौकसाम्। पादपंसु बहुजन्म कृचर्तो तां वीर्योगिभिरपि अलभ्य स एव यद्रक् विषया स्वयं स्थित किं वर्ण्यते दिष्टम् अतो व्रजौकसाम्। पाद पंसु बहुजन्म कृषर्तो दृष्टा वीर्योगिभिरपि अलभ्य एव यद्र विषया स्वयं स्थित किं वर्ण्यतिष्टम् अतो व्रजौकसाम्। माताजी यत् whose? Padpamsu, dust of the lotus feet. Bahujanma, in many births. Pichratha, from undergoing severe austerities and penances as a way of practicing yoga, meditation, etc. Dhrita Atmabhi, by persons able to control the mind. Yogi Bhi, by such yogis. Api, indeed. Alabhya, cannot be achieved. Sa, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Eva, indeed. Yadrak Vishaya, has become the object of direct vision. Face to face. Swayam, personally. Sthita, present in front of them. Kim, what? Varnyate, can be described. Dishtam, about the fortune. Atha, therefore. Vrajaksam, of the inhabitants of Brajbhumi Vrindavan. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Yogis may undergo severe austerities and penances for many births by practicing yam, niyam, asan and pranayam, none of which are easily performed. Yet, in due course of time, when these yogis attain the perfection of controlling the mind, they will still be unable to taste even a particle of dust from the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What then can we describe about the great fortune of the inhabitants of Brajbhumi Vrindavan, with whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally lived and who saw the Lord face to face? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. We can simply imagine the great fortune of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. It is impossible to describe how, after many, many births of pious activities, they have become so fortunate. Om Agyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Thinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 12, Verse Number 12, Translation. Yogis may undergo severe austerities and penances for many births by practicing yam, niyam, asan and pranayam, none of which are easily performed. Yet, in due course of time, when these yogis attain the perfection of controlling the mind, they will still be unable to taste even a particle of dust from the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What then can we describe about the great fortune of the inhabitants of Brajbhumi Vrindavan, with whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally lived and who saw the Lord face to face? Hare Krishna. Sukadeva Goswami, in this verse, is comparing the achievement of the yogis and the fortune of Bajwasis. And the reason he is expressing his appreciation for their fortune is there is a background story behind this. Lord Shri Krishna, as he grew up in the house of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Maiya, he started going out of the house. As a baby, he would be inside always. Then he started going out. And as soon as he started going out, he started making friends. And he started playing with them, stealing butter and all. So then as they grew up, Lord Shri Krishna with his friends, they desired to take care of the calves. As the sons of cowherd boys, that was their occupation. But Lord Shri Krishna didn't actually need to do that because he was son of the king. And as son of the king, he had all the opulence in the house and enough servants to take care of the cows and the calves. But still he insisted to take care of the calves because he wanted to. He wanted to go with the calves, go with the boys and play in the forest. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he appears on this planet, he expresses all his human propensities. So as a small child, he expressed the propensity to play. So as he insisted, so Nanda Baba, he finally allowed him to take care of the calves. So early morning, with his boyfriends and everybody having their individual calves, they will go in the forest and they will play and they will eat and they will swim and they will come back in the evening. So one day, Lord Shri Krishna woke up early morning, before sunrise, Brahma Murta, and he requested his mother, "My dear Maya, I want to go for picnic in the forest." Now what is picnic? Going in a scenic spot, natural place, swimming, eating, dancing, singing, playing, right? That is picnic. And he was doing that daily. Daily picnic. Now in daily routine he wanted to have a picnic. So what was that? So he wanted to go more early and have his breakfast also outside. Generally he would have eat and go. So he requested his mother. Mother said, "No, no, not today. Be here." Yashoda Maiya never wanted Krishna to go and take care of the cows. Because Krishna, she will feel separated. And she wanted her baby, her child, her darling, to be 24 hours with her. So she would say, "Why you are going to the forest? Nanda Baba has so many servants. They will take care. You just be here. If you want to play, play in the courtyard or play outside the house. Don't go to the forest. There are animals. There's hot sun. There are thorns. There are pebbles. There are stones. So many things." So she will be worried. But Krishna will insist, "No, no, I am cowherd boy. I am son of a coward man. So that is my duty. I will take care of the cows. Maya will say, not now, you are very small. Your body is very soft, very tender. Now you don't go. When you grow up, you go. But he will insist. So finally Maya said, Lala, at least wear slippers and go. The ground is so hard, earth, there are thorns, there are pebbles. Krishna's body is very soft, soft like butter. When Krishna would move around in the Vrindavan forest, sometimes a very soft, green, new leaf, just sprouted leaf in a plant. Have you touched just sprouted leaf, anybody? It's very soft. A very soft, just sprouted new leaf sometimes will touch Krishna's body. And that part of the body where the contact happened will become red and black just by that soft leaf touch. That much soft was Krishna's body, that a soft leaf will be like a hard object for him. That soft body and that soft feet would walk on barefoot on Mother Earth, on the hard ground. So Maya will request Krishna, Lala, please wear slippers. And what will he respond? He will say, look, my calves don't have slippers. How can I wear slippers? That was his love to the cows. So when we serve cows, we are pleasing Krishna. Nowadays we talk about cow protection, sometimes economically. But that's not the only reason. Not because we get expensive milk or cow products, good for health. That's not the only reason to take care of cows. Actual reason is Krishna loves cows. And when we serve the cows, that's devotional service. Krishna is pleased by that. So Maya anyway would not like Lala to go, and here he is talking about going early for picnic. So Maya said, no, you can't go. Lala said, look Maya, you give me permission. Bhagwan ke naam par. For God's sake, you give me permission. If you don't give, anyway I will go. He is very jiddi, you know, very clever. So finally Maya said, okay. Then he said, then Maya, make some dabba, be fast, and not for me, my friends. So then early morning, Yashoda Maya, she gave so many packets of prasad. She gave nice butter, nice sweet yogurt, nice sandesh, nice other sweets, and rabri, and sweet rice, and namkeen. I can't tell you the whole list, you know. We have only 1 hour. So many things she packed. And then, now all the coward boys, they don't know today is picnic. So they will come on the routine time. And Lala didn't have any bulk SMS or any mobile to send everybody, please come fast. So how will everybody know? Thousands of coward boys. So Lala went in the courtyard of this house and he had a bugle. You know bugle? Made of buffalo horn. So he loudly sounded his bugle. Everybody in Vrindavan, all the boys
understood by hearing that bugle that today we have to go early. No text required. That sound was sufficient for them to understand today we have to go early. Everybody got ready and they came with their calves. Even the calves who heard the bugle understood that today we have to go early. So all the cowherd boys got ready with the calves and they all came. This cowherd boy's life was just Krishna. They were very attached to Krishna. The only reason they would go to their house is because it was customary to go to the house and sleep at night. Otherwise, whole day they would like to spend time with Krishna. Early morning they will get ready and come to see Krishna, how Krishna is getting ready, how his shingar is going. Some small cowherd boys, early morning they will come to Maya's house and help Maya to get Krishna ready. Some other cowherd boys, early morning, they will come outside the window of Krishna's room and shout, Hari Bol, come fast, come fast. They will want him to come out. And they will, so all the cowherd boys, they were, they came with their lunch box, with their flutes, with their buffalo horns, with their stick, with their ropes, and with their thousands of calves. Every cowherd boy had these five things. What? Lunchbox, flute, buffalo horn, cowherd boy stick, and rope. Every cowherd boy. And they were very well decorated with pearls, jewels, gunja, and flower garlands, and nice dhoti, and nice pagdi. Very beautiful, very attractive. Thousands of cowherd boys, and each cowherd boy having lakhs of calves. There are uncountable number of calves and cows. And they all kept their calves in the front, and they all were with Krishna. Whole village of Gokul is full with cowherd boys, who are Krishna's friends. Every street you will find a cowherd boy. You'll find many cowherd boys. And every cowherd boy you'll find playing. And every play you'll find dance, music, song and jokes. And every joke you'll find some rasa. And every such rasa of every joke, of every play, of every cowherd boy will please Krishna. So everything these cowherd boys do, that would increase the pleasure of Krishna. Whether they tease each other, whether they jump, whether they run, whether they move their eyebrows, whether they move their fingers, whatever they do, that will please Krishna. That will give satisfaction to Krishna. So all these cowherd boys, well decorated, very nicely groomed, well dressed, they all came. And they surrounded Krishna. And Krishna, he took his flute on his lips and he started his melodious flute vibrating and he went towards the Vrindavan forest. Very beautiful in yellow garments, yellow dhoti, blackish body. Krishna's eyes are like lotus petal eyes. They don't end as our eyes end here. They end till his ears. Big eyes, very beautiful, very attractive. His face is like moon. And his cheeks are like mirror. And his curly hairs and arrow-like eyebrows, raised nose and very red lips. And what is the color of Krishna's teeth? White, but when you see, it appears red. Because the red lips, the reflection of his red lips, they appear on his teeth. And with such a beautiful form, even the demigods and the apsaras and the gandharvas and the devis, they would get attracted to such a beautiful form of Krishna. He would play his flute, surrounded by his cowherd boys and his calves in the front, he would go towards the forest. And what will they do in the forest? Even though they are well decorated, these cowherd boys and Krishna, they would like to decorate themselves more. In fact, Krishna prefers natural ornaments more than others. So Krishna will pick up a flower, very nice, then he'll put it behind his ear. Then he'll pick up a blue flower, very nice, he'll put behind another ear. Then he'll pick up a peacock feather, put it on his turban. Pick up some red sand, apply it on his cheeks. Pick up some leaf, put it on his waist. And all the cowherd boys, they will start decorating themselves more and more, especially with nice, beautiful, fragrant flowers. One of the name of Krishna is Vanmali. Vanmali means one that person who likes to decorate his body more and more with flowers. So offering flower to Krishna, offering a garland to Krishna, he is very pleased by it. That's why in Bhagavad Gita he is asking for a flower. He is asking for flower, not just for eating. He is not asking just for cauliflower eating. He is asking for flower. Krishna wears Vaijanti garland. You heard Vaijanti? What is Vaijanti? Vaijanti garland is that garland which is composed of five flowers, five different colors of flowers. That's Vaijanti garland. So Krishna will decorate his body and the cowherd boys will decorate their body and they will start playing. One of the favorite play they had is they will tease each other. One cowherd boy will take lunch box of another cowherd boy and hide it in thorny bushes where there are lots of red ants. So even if he searches and finds it, he can't pick it up. So many ants and so many thorns would be there. Or one cowherd boy will take lunch box of another and give it to the second person. And when he searches his lunch box and he gets it from the second person, he will throw to the third cowherd boy. The third one will throw to the fourth. Thousands of cowherd boys are there. This person will become so disappointed, this boy, he will start crying. And when he has tears in his eyes, they say, okay, okay, take it. And they will give back. Sometimes hidden, they will take somebody's lunchbox and exchange the contents. So when he opens his lunchbox, he gets surprised. Sometimes they'll eat it up. So this is how they will play among themselves. Then some cowherd boys, they will see the birds who are flying with shadows on the ground. So they will run behind the birds, following the exact track of the shadow, showing that see how much speed we can run. And Krishna will be pleased by that running. Some cowherd boys will play with monkeys. They will catch the tail of the monkey and climb the tree. And the monkeys will get annoyed. And they'll jump to the next branch. Then these boys also will jump to another branch. When monkey will show his teeth, they will also show his teeth. And they'll annoy the monkey more. Some cowherd boys will run behind frogs. And the frogs jump in the river. They will also jump in the river. Some cowherd boys will go to a well. And they'll shout some name. And what will happen? Echo will come. And when the echo comes, they will become angry and they will tease the echo. They will give ill names to the echo. They will curse the echo. And all this play was going on. Singing, dancing, jumping, running, imitating. And all this was pleasing Krishna so much. Sometimes Krishna, while being in the forest, he will just go fast. As if seeing some nice scenery. Vrindavan is full of beautiful scenes. Creation of Krishna. But still he would get attracted. So when he will be little away from the group, all the coward boys will feel so much separation, they will start running. And they will say, I will touch Krishna first. The other boy will say, no, no, how can you touch first? I will touch Krishna first. And they will go and touch Krishna. Say, Krishna, Krishna, tell us who touched you first. And Krishna will say, all of you reach first. And everybody will be so happy. This is their love for Krishna. What did they do in their lives that they achieved a position to play with Krishna? Even the great yogis who meditate for millions, thousands of years, practice yam, niyam, asan, pranayam, till samadhi, they get a glimpse, one glimpse of toenail of Vishnu. That is their achievement. They don't get to play with Krishna. They don't get to see Vishnu for a longer duration. And these coward boys are face to face playing with Krishna, touching Krishna, joking with Krishna. This is not ordinary. And that's why Sukadeva Goswami is praising them. That they are not just much higher than the yogis. They cannot be compared to the yogis. The great fortune of Brajavasis who are playing and eating and singing and dancing with Krishna, who are personally talking to Krishna face to face, is not an ordinary position. Brajavasis are Mahan, very great. And we should respect them like that. We should pray to them. We should offer our worship so that they bless us. Without the blessings of Brajavasis, we can't achieve such a position or even be servant of Krishna. So they are very great. Now as all this play was going on, one demon Agasur, he came on the scene. Every day when Krishna would play, one demon would come. Sometimes more. You know why? To be killed. The actual reason he would come is to serve Krishna. Krishna and his boys would be so much engrossed in their play that they would forget to eat prasad. They had their dabbas and they'll tie their dabbas in the tree and they'll forget. Now somebody has to tell them, stop, eat now. But that will not happen. So Kamsa would send one demon right at lunch time. So then Krishna has to kill that demon. So the game would stop. And after killing the demon, Krishna would say, anyway we have stopped the game, let us eat now. Like in school, after 3 hours what happens? Tan 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 tan, recess. Why does tan 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 happen? Because we have to eat our dabba. Right? So demon will come, dun 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 dun, recess. So eat your dabba after killing me, after liberating me. So Agasur, he was already thinking of killing Krishna long back. Why? Because Krishna killed Agasur's brother and Agasur's sister, Bakasur and Putana. So Agasur wanted to kill Krishna. And he was looking for an opportunity. And that particular day, Kamsa had spoken to Agasur and instigated him that you go, kill Krishna now. He killed your brother. He killed your sister. He is going to kill me. Agasur is Kamsa's servant. Kamsa is his master. So Agasur got ready and he came to Vrindavan to kill Krishna and his boys and his coward boys. This Agasur was very powerful demon. So powerful that even demigods were afraid of Agasur. The demigod daily they used to drink nectar, amrit, daily. But still they were afraid of Agasur. Agasura was so powerful. As Agasura was on earth, the demigods would not come on earth, thinking that he will attack us. Agasura was near Vrindavan, Uttar Pradesh. Demigods will not even go to Switzerland. Say, Agya to, if he comes, what will happen? They were so much afraid of Agasura. So Agasura, when he came there, he saw Krishna and his cowherd boys and the calves, all very happy, joyful, full of fun, playing, running, frolicking. Seeing them happy and joyful, Agasura didn't like it. This is a demon. Or this is a symptom of an envious person. An envious person can't see another person happy. Para sukha dukhi. That is envy. Or para dukha sukhi. That is envy. Envious person, when he sees others in distress, he feels happy. And he sees others in happiness, he feels distress. He burns within. But actually, he is burning himself. Other is happy and playing and having a party in his house, and he is sitting in his house and morose crying. Hare, go and join the party. This is enviousness. And enviousness is very bad quality. It can spoil all our other qualities, good qualities. We need to learn to be non-envious. Be happy in others' happiness. And if others are having distress, give them support. Feel the distress. Care for them. But in our modern civilization, in modern education, in school and college, they teach us envy. One school, 60 children, and they teach us, kon first aayega? Anybody will say, mera dost aayega, meko achha lagega. My friend will come. No, I will come first. That's competition. That's envy. And if your best friend comes first, you don't like it. Because I wanted to come. And the teacher will come to the person and say, you know, your friend came first. Next time you work hard, you should come first. And he will develop the desire. Oh, he will not develop a desire to come first. He will develop a desire that he should not come first. That's envy. Right? In the office, if there are 10 colleagues working equally, they will all be nice team working. And suppose the boss gets transferred. Every 10 colleague will have a single desire. I should become that, be on the seat. I should get promotion. But out of 10, only one will get promotion. So out of this 10, one gets promotion. The other 9 become envious. Why did he get promotion? Till now we were working together. But now he got promotion. So 9 people get envious. And he becomes proud. See, I got promotion out of the 10. So there is pride, there is envy here. So everywhere there is competition which is based on envy. This Olympics, this cricket, this football. I should come first. This is all envy. So Agasura, he was so envious. He couldn't see Krishna happy. And he decided, I will kill Krishna. I will kill all the cowherd boys. I will kill all the calves. And if the children die, the parents will anyway die. The whole village of Vrindavan will be finished. And that will be the best offering I will give to my departed brother and sister. With this desire, with this hope, with this eagerness to kill Krishna, Agasura came. Agasura thought, I am not foolish like my brother Bakasura and Putana who went and attacked him. I will devise a means that he will die without attack. And he, Agasura, had many siddhis. These demons, they were powerful. So there is one siddhi called Mahima Siddhi, in which you can become big. So Agasura expanded his body. He was in a body of a... His bodily form was python. He has assumed the body of a python. And he expanded his python body for 8 miles. How much will be 8 miles? Here to Ghatkopar? 8 miles long. So big. And he opened his mouth. Very big, like a cave. And no movement. He stood there as if some cave is there in the village, in forest. Hoping that all these calves, cowherd boys with Krishna will enter the cave. And as soon as they enter my mouth, I will close my mouth and digest them. That was his hope. His ardent desire was Krishna entering his mouth. And we know Krishna fulfills everybody's desire. So then the cowherd boy is playing. Suddenly one cowherd boy saw that Agasur. He was surprised. He said, "Hey, what is this? That day I came here with my father. This was not there." The other cowherd boy said, "Ah, now I know why Krishna brought us for picnic. He wanted us to play on this new toy." The other said, "Hey, this looks like Ajgar to me. This is python." Other cowherd boy said, "Impossible. How can there be such a big python? It's not possible." And these cowherd boys were discussing among themselves. See, demigods, they are afraid of Agasur. And these cowherd boys are discussing and speculating about Agasur. And one cowherd boy says, "To me it looks like python. I think he has come to eat us." The other cowherd says, "How can he eat us? Okay, if he can eat one, two, how can he eat millions of us together? Chalo, even if he eats millions of us, how can he eat Krishna? Krishna will kill him like this." See, these cowherd boys, they never had the feeling that Krishna is a supreme power or supreme personality of Godhead. But still they were fearless. Demigods, they knew Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. Still they were fearful. Because the cowherd boys accepted Krishna as their hero. Superman. Superhero. Krishna can do anything. When Krishna can kill Bakasur, he can kill this fellow also. That was their faith on Krishna. That was their love for Krishna. That was their dependence on Krishna. The demigods, even though they knew Krishna is supreme personality of God, still they were fearful. So the cowherd boy started speaking, and one cowherd boy said, "Look, what you see as a cave is not a cave. This is his mouth. His lower lip is on the ground, and his upper lip, oh, on the clouds. So big mouth." The other cowherd boy said, "Yes, yes, that small, small hills you see, that is not hills, that is his teeth." Then the third cowherd boy said, "Yes, yes, that highway you see, that is not highway, that is his tongue." And the fourth cowherd boy said, that air which is moving from the cave, that is not air, that is his wind. Sorry, that is his breathing. Exhalation and inhalation. And the fifth cowherd boy said, that smell which is coming, that is not smell of the cave, that is coming from the flesh which is stuck in his intestines. Those who eat meat, the flesh which goes inside the body, it starts degrading and it gives very bad smell. So this Agasur was like that, eating flesh. So his belly was so bad smell that was coming out of the mouth. So this cowherd boys could realize that this is actually python. But they took it just in a playful mood. And they were very curious, what is inside his mouth? Let us go and see. So deciding to go inside, laughing, smiling, clapping, they all entered into Agasur's mouth. seeing Krishna's beautiful face. Meanwhile, Krishna was thinking to stop them. Don't go, please stop. But before Krishna could stop them, they all went inside. And Krishna was astonished. Later on, Krishna told Lord Balaram, who didn't come that day, that, my dear Dau Bhaiya, you know, when all my coward boys enter Agasur's mouth, I felt very sad. Big, big hot tears came out of my eyes. And when the tears touched my cheeks, I felt everything is finished. I am lost. Khatam ho gaya sab. This is Krishna's love for his coward boys. Krishna knows he is God. He can protect. He can kill Agasur. He knows this. Still his love is so high, that tears came out of his eyes. And for some moment he felt his loss. Not only the coward boys love Krishna so much, Krishna also loves his coward boys so much. So Krishna was astonished. He had a desire that the coward boys don't go inside. And the coward boys had desire that Krishna protects them. And their desire won. Krishna's desire didn't win. And they entered inside. And Agasur, he kept his mouth still open. Thinking that sab log aa gaye, everybody came, but Krishna has not come. He is the main person, main villain. So he was waiting for Krishna to come. Now Krishna just doesn't have to kill Agasur. He has to protect his boys and calves who are inside his belly. So he has to do both the things simultaneously. He can't just go and hit Agasur now, because that will harm the boys. So devising some plan, Krishna entered Agasur's mouth. As soon as Krishna entered Agasur's mouth, Agasur closed his mouth. And the demigods who were behind the clouds, seeing the scene, when they saw Krishna going inside, they were khatam. Everything is finished. Oh my God, alas, alas, they were moros. And Kamsa's spies, they were around. Agasu's friends, they were around. When they saw Krishna entering Agasu's mouth, they became very happy that finally Krishna will be killed today. So when Krishna heard demigods crying, he felt compassion and he thought, I should kill him immediately. So as soon as Krishna entered Agasur's mouth and Agasur closed his mouth, small Krishna, he started expanding his body. And that choked his throat. When Agasur's throat was choked, Agasur expanded his body further. Then Krishna also further expanded. And Krishna occupied his whole mouth. There was no single hole from which air can pass. Now what happens in a pressure cooker? When there is no hole, the pressure increases, 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 then it will explode. Right? So they have to remove the steam. So same thing, Agasur's body inside Krishna blocks so much. So much pressure increase, 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 and Agasur's eyes were rolling and all his holes were paining, and doom! There was a big hole on the top of his head and all life air passed and the soul passed and Agasur was killed. Without any weapon, without any sword, without any bow and arrow, without any Sudarshan Chakra, Krishna killed Agasur. And Agasur's desire was, Krishna come inside me. So Krishna went inside him. Agasur made his body big. Krishna also made his body big. The only difference is that Krishna made his body big inside Agasur. And Agasur was killed so easily. But meanwhile, all the coward boys and calves, they had died. Why? Because Agasur digested them? No. Because his intestines were smelling so bad that they all became unconscious. So bad smell was coming out of his stomach. So Krishna just glanced on them and they all were alive. That is the nectarian glance of Krishna. And then they all came out. And when they came out, there was a light. Light spark in the sky. The soul of Agasur, who came out from the hole of Agasur body. That dazzling spark was visible to everybody, even the demigods. And when Krishna came out, that spark entered Krishna's body. Agasur got liberation. Agasur is a demon. He came to kill Krishna and his boys. But still he got liberation. Because when dying, he was in touch with Krishna. That is Krishna's merciful nature. Anybody who comes in contact with Krishna gets benefit. So what to speak about devotees who are thinking of Krishna, who are chanting the holy name of Krishna? Why they will not get liberated? So we should have this faith and hope that Krishna will always protect us. So when Agasur was killed, the demigods were very happy. They started showering flowers on Krishna and they started playing musical instruments and Apsara started dancing and the Swargaloka, the Janaloka, the Maharloka, the Tapaloka, everybody started celebrating and having nice feast. And so much noise, so much sound of the music and the dance, it all reached Brahmaloka. And Brahma heard. And Brahma thought, what happened today, all these planets? What has happened that they are making such a noise? So he came to see what happened, kya hua? He said, oh, you didn't read Heavenly Times, the Times of Heaven? Agasur got killed. And Brahma came down to Vrindavan to see. And he was surprised. Agasur got killed. Who killed him? He said, this boy. He said, impossible. How can a boy kill Agasur? So that is a separate story. So Agasur was killed. For one full year, the body of Agasur was intact there. And it became a very nice cave for the cowherd boys. And they would daily come and play on that body. Even after dying, Agasur did service. We can't even do when alive. He did service after death. Because Krishna touched him. So even after dying, Agasur did service. And Agasur got mukti. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains, he got sarupya mukti. Even though he merged in Krishna's body, that was just to show the demigods. But afterwards he got sarupya mukti in Vaikuntha. So that is also easily Krishna killed Agasur and protected his cowherd boys and the calves. Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna. If there are questions, any questions or comments? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, thank you very much. In the end you mentioned that how the soul of Agasur entered Krishna's body. But elsewhere we have read that this is like suicide and this is... How to understand that the soul enters Krishna's body? Brahmajyoti also soul enters, understandable.
Brahmajyoti?
The soul enters Brahmajyoti. So that is also understandable. But the soul enters Krishna's body.
What is there to understand? Soul enters Krishna's body. Krishna's body is Satchidananda. And the soul goes and merges in the body. Like a drop can go inside a glass of water and merge. Right? So there are two types of impersonal liberation. One is the soul merges in Brahma Jyoti, which is also Krishna's body, Krishna's bodily rays. And another is soul merges into Krishna's Satchidananda form. These both liberations are possible. In the case of Agasur, the soul entered Krishna's body for a temporary time. After that soul went to Vaikuntha and attained Sarupya Mukti, four-handed form. Right? Okay?
Yeah.
If you don't understand, that's fine. It's not an ordinary thing to understand. the greatest experience in Krishna consciousness is when one day we understand that we can't understand. So the only thing we do is offer obeisances to him. Do you understand the universe coming out of his body? It's not easy. Krishna is not easy. Okay?
Yes.
Yes. Hi, Krishna. Hi, Shambhavi. You said that for 1 year those people, cowherd boys, I mean the villages, didn't understand. Krishna expanded into all the cowherd forms, boys. And this is what you're telling. I'm sorry, I suppose this is what you're telling now. Agasus, peasants now.
I didn't get you now. What?
No. The peasant you're doing now, just now, is during this one, you know. Agasus, you know. All the cowherd boys going inside the mouth of the demon.
Yeah.
And you're telling about that, Brahma Vimohan Leela, where all the cowherd boys, Krishna expanded himself into all the cowherd boys.
Right.
But you're saying that also, am I right?
Yeah.
So you said that he expanded all the cowherd boys. So how did the villagers didn't know that, how didn't realize that it was the cowherd boys and not Krishna? So this I don't know, how did the villagers didn't realize that they were not the original boys, but they were other boys? Krishna had expanded himself, how did they didn't know? Please explain to me.
How they didn't know?
Yeah, how didn't
know?
You said that Lord Brahma hid all the gopas and this, and Krishna expanded himself into the all the gopas, and then when the boys went home, their parents didn't realize that they were the... I didn't understand this.
Krishna covered their knowledge. By Yogmaya potency, Krishna covered the knowledge of all the Brajavasi elders. So they thought, this is my son. Even Yashoda Maya, how does she know that this is not God? Or how does she not know that he is God? Because Krishna covers her by Yogmaya potency. So Krishna covered everybody by Yogmaya potency. So they couldn't realize that he is God. Like we go, friend, how much we know that he is God? So we are covered by Mahamaya potency. So Krishna covers.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Okay, any more questions? Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.